reach 375.2 trillion rupiah.
Dengan rata-rata pengeluaran with an average expenditure of domestic tourists per trip of 2.57 million rupiah, the economic turnover that will occur during the Lebaran 2025 period is expected or projected to reach 375.2 trillion rupiah.
Meanwhile, on the same occasion, the Deputy for Marketing at the Ministry of Tourism, Nima de Ayu Martini, revealed that the projected movement of domestic tourists in 2025 of 146 million trips, or 56% of Indonesia's population, is an extraordinary economic power. Madi explained, in addition to returning to their hometown to meet their families, the people will certainly also travel. Therefore, according to Made, the government will facilitate it so that the moment of returning home and aid holidays become smooth and enjoyable.
Our next info is about Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, who stated that government simplifies regulation to strengthen the textile industry. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, emphasized that the government is committed to simplifying regulation to support the competitiveness of the textile and textile products industry. Ofra has the details.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto emphasized that the government is committed to simplifying regulations to support the competitiveness of the textile and textile products industry. This was conveyed after a joint meeting with the National Economic Council chaired by President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. Erlangga said that Indonesia has upgraded to high-value added products in the textile and footwear sectors.
Dan Indonesia sebetulnya sudah naik kelas ke produk-produk yang
Indonesia has actually moved up to producing higher value added products, both in the footwear and textile industries, making the country a key production hub. Therefore, the president has instructed issues related to the availability of raw materials, illegal imports and supply chains be simplified and streamlined.
Illegal import terkait dengan supply chain itu untuk dipermudah dan disederhanakan.
Erlangga added that the government will harmonize tariffs to improve the competitiveness of the textile industry. In addition, the government will respond to dumping practices through anti-dumping policies to speed up its implementation. The government will form a special task force to ensure that the policy is optimally implemented.
Coming up next, information about the hashtag MudikU and hashtag Lebaran di Jakarta Aja campaign launched to attract people to travel during the Lebaran holiday. The Indonesian Minister of Tourism has made a number of efforts to encourage affordable, safe, quiet, and enjoyable travel for Indonesian tourists during the Lebaran Eid al-Fitr 2025 period. Dora Pardede has the details.
Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putriwardana revealed that the government has made a number of efforts to encourage affordable, safe, quiet, and enjoyable travel for Indonesian tourists during the Lebaran Eid al-Fitr 2025 period. This was conveyed by Widianti at the monthly press conference with the theme Peaceful Homecoming, Enjoyable Travel in Jakarta Wednesday. The Minister of Tourism explained that one of these efforts is by reducing the price of domestic economic class airline tickets by 13% to 14% throughout Indonesia, with bookings starting on March 1, 2025 for the travel period of March 24 to April 7, 2025. In addition, according to Widianti, the Ministry of Tourism has launched the hashtag MudikU and hashtag Lebaran di Jakarta Aja campaigns to attract people to travel during the Eid holiday.
The hashtag MudikU campaign is designed to encourage people to explore various tourist destinations along their homecoming route or around their hometowns, while the hashtag Lebaran di Jakarta Aja campaign invites people who live outside Jakarta to travel in the capital or for those who are not going home to enjoy various attractions in Jakarta.
Widianti explained, in addition to the hashtag MudikU and hashtag Lebaran di Jakarta Aja campaigns, the Ministry of Tourism has also collaborated with business actors to present various promotion to increase public interest in traveling during the Lebaran holiday. Widianti further explained that the Ministry of Tourism also held a number of events throughout Indonesia to further strengthen tourist attraction during the Lebaran 2025 period. For example, the Aceh Ramadan Festival and Rakik-Rakik Festival, which are both selected events for the 2025 Karisma Events Nusantara Curation.
Next info is about Pratikno encourages mainstreaming efforts for disaster prevention and mitigation. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Humanity, Menko PMK, Pratikno, underlined the importance of mainstreaming efforts for prevention and mitigation. This is necessary considering that hydrometeorological disasters still dominate and have a wide impact on society and development. In the National Coordination Meeting for Disaster Management in Jakarta on Thursday, he also asked for the involvement for all parties to reduce the risk of disasters.
The Indonesian government, particularly the Ministry of Home Affairs, has observed many successful partnership practices between the Embassy of Japan and Indonesia with community organizations in several regions of Indonesia.
Furthermore, regarding the management of hydrometeorological disaster, he also emphasized the importance of management efforts on the upstream, middle and downstream sides. He also highlighted the importance of a development that prioritizes the paradigm of disaster prevention and mitigation to reduce the impact of disaster. Meanwhile, the head of the National Disaster Management Agency, Suharyanto, said that in 2024, there will be 3,472 disasters. Overall, hydrometeorological disasters are the biggest contributor to losses, both loss of life and material loss. He also said that National Disaster Management Agency continues to pioneer mitigation efforts, including installing early warnings at a number of volcanoes, collaborating with the World Bank to increase community preparedness for earthquakes and tsunamis, including increasing prevention and early sensing capabilities in other disasters. Last but not least, we have information about Japan provides grassroots grant to support human security in Indonesia. Charge d'affaires at interim in the Embassy of Japan in Indonesia, Takabayashi, stated that the grassroots human security grant provided by the government of Japan to several foundations in Indonesia is an essential initiative to address human security needs, particularly in areas that are not yet fully covered by specialized services. This statement was made during the signing ceremony for the 2024 fiscal year grassroots grant project second period on Thursday in Jakarta. He emphasized that the project is expected to meet the needs of communities in several regions of Indonesia.
The project we are presenting today is a very important part of meeting human security needs. It is also a support for regions that are not always well served amidst Indonesia's extraordinary development. We hope that through the implementation of this project, the assistance will be well targeted and aligned with various needs, ensuring a meaningful contribution to the development of Indonesian society.
Furthermore, Takabayashi expressed Japan's hope that this initiative will help create a world where human dignity is better protected and that the project will be successfully implemented by all involved parties. After undergoing a selection process for multiple proposals submitted to the Embassy of Japan in Indonesia, the government of Japan has decided to provide funding for three grassroots human security grant projects. These projects will be carried out in several foundations across Indonesia, specifically in Indramayu, Lampung, and Papua. Listeners, that was some information that happens in Indonesia this week on Highlight of the Week. Before we move on to our next info, let's listen to a song.
Karena jalaniku ku tumbuh dewasa dan tambah percaya tahu janiku.
Aku merangkai banyak hal dari setetes racun seperti butiran embun di permukaan daun, menceritakan banyak hal dari ratusan pantun, buang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, artikel hidrometeor sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun, memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu saat air langit menutup. Sejak rindu basahmu redang karena kau dah tupan emosi yang terjebak. Sejak langit lupa akan bunyi saat hujan. Apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di liga yang kaku, bahagia mengalir di deras. Air yang turun menyamakan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
Tumbuh berbunga harum dan berwarna karena kau hujaniku. Tumbuh dewasa dan tambah percaya hujaniku. Kau basahi aku, hujani aku. Kau basahi aku, hujani aku.
Ya kau yang selalu dalam penantianku, hadir saat awan berubah ke labu. Kau jatuhkan butiran air satu persatu, ku biarkan dia mengalir saat hujan. Apa kabarmu? Kau basuh tubuhku yang penuh peluh. Alirkan airmu pada nadi yang keruh, hingga ku jadi aku sosok yang berani dan tangguh.
Tumbuh berbunga harum dan berwarna karena kau hujaniku.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Welcome back, listener, and thank you for staying tuned in Indonesia Today. Listener, rainy season is still happening in Indonesia. Recently, most part of Indonesia has been struck by flood. What do we have to do when it happens in your place, and what are things that need to be aware of during the holiday? Let's listen to a conversation with Dr. Abdul Muhari, a Director of Data Information and Disaster Communication of BNPB with Voice of Indonesia in VOI Talk.
New Year's Eve, 2019. New South Wales, Australia.
If you're in Mogo or surrounding coastal areas, you're at risk. Leaving now is the safest option, so leave now towards the beach and shelter in place.
My ID, guys, because this whole place is on fire. Oh my god, my nose is out. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Last December, Australia recorded temperatures above 47 degrees, and in January, bushfires caused tens of thousands to flee from their homes.
This is a real nightmare. I can't believe this is real. I can't see anything. This is literally not real. This is not real. Oh my freaking god. We just have to get down this road to the beach.
Nearly 3 billion animals were killed or displaced in these fires.
All I want is my family. All I want is to be safe.
Pictures and stories continue to file out from Australia.
The last decade was the hottest decade on record.
Overnight, another onslaught from an ever-expanding inferno.
Extreme weather displaces over 20 million people a year. And just this year, we've seen Siberian fires and catastrophic flooding in Jakarta in February.
Rising death toll and massive evacuation in Indonesia.
Devastating swarms of locusts in East Africa in April.
Plague of locusts.
Cyclone Amphan in eastern India and Bangladesh in May.
It could be the worst the area has seen in 20 years.
Over 400 wildfires in Alaska. And in August, more wildfires on America's Pacific coast.
Well, the fires raging in Northern California have now become some of the largest in state history.
Climate change is man-made, and the main driver is CO2 pollution from burning fossil fuels. Global temperatures continue to rise. But something else is on the rise. Climate protests all around the world. From London to Australia. To New Zealand. Uganda.
Climate change is here now, and it is killing people right now. The people who are looking at it right in the face.
Tokyo. India. Cristiana Figueres was the lead negotiator for the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015.
The next 8 to 10 years is going to determine the quality of life for the next 100 to 200 years, if not longer. That's the race that we're in.
We all watched with amazement when exactly 1 year ago, young people from all over the world took to the streets to express their feeling that we're not doing enough about climate change, that we're not treating it like the emergency it is.
Actor Don Cheadle is a goodwill ambassador for the UN Environment Program.
It's a year later now. Have we done enough? No, we have not. And climate change is only part of this story. Our rainforests are disappearing at an extraordinary rate. One football field of rainforest is destroyed every 6 seconds. 1 million plant and animal species are on the brink of extinction. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish. And so climate change and our treatment of the natural world are colliding and exacerbating each other to create a perfect storm. This cannot go on. You know it. I know it, and we know what we need to do.
In 2015, the UN announced 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. We need to follow these goals to ensure that we are the last generation to be threatened by climate change. These are the solutions.
We need to reduce global emissions by 50% by 2030. To do this, we need a rapid but just transition to renewable energy. That means an end to the building of new coal power stations and an end to subsidizing of fossil fuels. Governments should also shift the tax burden from payrolls to carbon. Taxing carbon rather than people will increase output and employment while reducing emissions. And we need to stop deforestation in its tracks, planting trees instead of chopping them down. We need to think about what we eat and how we produce food, embracing healthy, nutritious diets, sustainable farming methods, and reducing food waste. The climate crisis is an opportunity. Renewable energy is cheaper than fossil fuels. Thousands of businesses are working to go carbon neutral, and the opportunity to generate clean, safe, and decent jobs is enormous. The passion for protest can turn into a passion for changing all of our behavior to create a better, safer, just, sustainable world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners and viewers, it's just like the other day, we started Ramadan 2025 and now Idul Fitr is coming less than 2 weeks. And amid the Idul Fitr festivity, we still have to remain vigilant of extreme weather lately happening in Indonesia. And to get the details, how to anticipate it, let's talk more about it on today's VOI Talk, Idul Fitr Disaster Mitigation. And joining us on today's VOI Talk, the Director of Data Information and Disaster Communication of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, or BNPB, Mr. Abdul Muhari. Hello, Bapak Abdul Muhari. Good morning.
Morning, Mbak Rahma.
Thank you so much for joining us on VOI Talk. So, how's Ramadan so far?
Very good.
Thank God it's doing good, and hopefully it will be as good as how we mitigate disaster in Indonesia.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to talk and to share what we are currently ongoing and what will be conducted by the BNPB and the related ministries and agencies to mitigate the possible climate-related disasters before, during, and after the holiday in all over Indonesia. So at first, as predicted by the BMKG, we are now on the about in an end of rainy season, while we still consider probably some extreme weather will occur in this second phase of March, second 10 days of March. So BNPB, BMKG, military, Air Force, we still conducted the weather modification operation, and together with the local government, we prepare like a command post at the 8 provinces in Java and Sumatra. Java, we cover all over province. Static command post and also dynamic command post to continuously monitoring the situation during the long holiday that will be coming in the next few days. We prepare from the upstream to downstream activities. In the upstream, we reduce the triggering phenomena. We know extreme weather related with the rain intensity. By conducting the weather modification operation, we trying to reduce the rainfall intensity to minimize the possible flood, landslide, and etc. And in the downstream, we know that the key actors in reducing the possible impact of disaster is the local government. And those local government who already declared a state of emergency related to the extreme weather, we already provide the logistics and also financial budget for the emergency response phase. So we expect that once it happened, or when it will going to happen as predicted by the BMKG, the related local government can do sufficient things because they already have the logistics in place, they already have the personnel in place, and they already have the budget in place. So it should be no more excuse in related response, because everything already in place, and we expect that appropriate response emergency response can be conducted once it happened during the long holiday. Barahman.
Okay. And what kind of disasters potential that might occur that people have to anticipate, and how bad is it?
Yeah, since we still in the first quarter of the 2025, of course, it's still under the circumstances of rainy season. Even though we are now starting to start in the beginning of the transition period from rain to dry season, but still the extreme weather with or without rain will be still threatening the some areas, and also due to the cyclone appearance in the south part of West Java, we still expect that probably in the next few days there will be an escalation of the rain intensity in some area in West Java. So we still consider that we have to raise the awareness of the local government in preparing like flood, flash flood, or landslide. In the other part, in the central Sumatra, in example, we already start to prepare for the pit fires, because there are already some report from the Riau province, Jambi province, South Sumatra province. The event of forest fire already started to rise again. And we also already deploy the related logistics and personnel, and also the budget for the local government to start doing the preparedness activities. So at least before it coming the dry season, the next 3 months, we already conducting related preparedness activities to minimize the possible impact later on.
Okay, and with all of the efforts that the central regional governments and the disaster management agency have done to mitigate disasters, how to ensure that everything's integrated and all people are guaranteed to mitigate and anticipate the disasters?
Related to the coordination across the ministries, we already conducted several meetings, starting from the the leading by the coordinating ministry of infrastructures, led by coordinating minister of human development, and the other ministries, to make sure that coordination between central government and the ministries could be smooth in the implementation action. And what we are trying to make sure right now, that the policy that taken by the central government could be implemented well by the local government. So of course, those who their area will be the destination of the homecoming Eid holiday, we expect that the related preparation can be conducted properly. I take an example. Of course, during the holiday, many people will visit the coastal area, an example, or the other tourism destination to make sure they enjoy with the family. We already distribute the coordination and the preparedness activities that should be conducted by the local government. An example, we know from the experience in during the New Year holiday in the south part of Jogja, there are some accidents that caused at least 16 casualties in the south coast of Jogja. So learn from that event, even that even though it is not the first time, but we again we emphasize the local government to take the action. An example, put the related signboard, put the related personnel, put the related siren signal, an example, so people who will spend their time with their family in the destination tourism destination area can be assured that they are well protected, they are well monitored, so we can avoid such kind of loss, such kind of activities, either that can caused by the natural phenomena or probably human less human intervention in protecting the surrounding of the tourism area.
Okay, so this disaster mitigation efforts have been prepared not only in settlement areas but also in tourist destinations. That's really important, especially on Eid al-Fitr holiday, which is so long. And for the smaller scale itself, for the people, what they need to know for the preparation of this disaster mitigation?
So, at first, of course, by acknowledge the what will be the potential disaster and their destination area. So we already distribute the INARIS application that all people can see the possible disaster that could happen in every area in Indonesia. And also we emphasize the people who will do the traveling to their each destination to see, to update, and to continuously monitoring the weather from the BMKG, so they can plan the travel safely. And also, we distribute the related emergency call center in each area in Sumatra, in Java, and also the South Sulawesi, the most the predicted most most disease coming destination. So by having this information, first the information about the potential risk in each area and the information about the weather prediction and the information about the related call center for the emergency, we expect that people can do the travel more safely, and if there are any accident or any event, we can respond effectively and appropriately.
Okay, so that is related to the anticipation, but what about hopefully it won't happen, but what if in a disaster area there is flood or landslide? What is the first thing to do?
Well, first, of course, following the instruction and the related authority in the disaster affected area, because in example, during the New Year holiday, some flooding affected in the north access line and it become an obstacle and become the source of very long queue in the people who like to do the transporting. So again, we expect that the travelers will update the situation on their way to the to each destination. So if there are disaster occurred and affected in some part of the access line, we expect that, of course, following the instruction of the related authority in the disaster affected area, because there should be some change in the in the traffic and some other measurement that already being conducted by the related personnel in the field. So just follow the related authority, and please make sure that you have enough food on your car, enough drink on your car, because it's still fasting, and perhaps that you also bring other things that probably you need as a personal medicine, and etc.
Yes, so that's why information dissemination, especially by each local government, really matters, right?
Yeah.
And what about the percentage or the spread of area in Indonesia that are prone to disasters such as flood that needs we are aware of?
So, in brief, I will say that in the north coast of Java, sorry, from Banten to East Java, it will be prone by either land-based flooding or also marine-based flooding, or what we know with the word terminology of rot. It's stretching from the west to east part of the north coast of Java, while in the south part of Java, we remind the people that it's very prone with the extreme wave. Particularly, even there's no such significant rainfall, but coastal area in the south coast of Java is very prone with the extreme wave. So, and with the landslide, usually likely to occur in the topographic area, like hilly area. So we discuss about probably Garut, Ciamis, Sumedang, and etc. So landslide mostly likely to occur in the area of the central part, stretching from the east to west part of Java, but in the central part, in the central area. Extreme wave in the south part, and flooding in the north part.
Okay, thank you so much for the information. And final statement, please, for the homecomers and tourists on this Eid al-Fitr holiday to make everything stay safe.
Yeah, at first, please make sure that your transportation cars are very well prepared. Make sure that you have enough proportionality with your own needs, with your family, your family's needs. And please make sure you update the weather prediction from the BMKG. Please also update the possible disaster that you can get the information from the INARIS application from BNPB. And if there are some disaster appears or occurred during along the way on your traveling area, please make sure that you follow the instruction of the related authorities, so we can make sure the safety of the homecoming Eid holiday.
What is the name of the application once again?
INARIS.
INARIS. Okay. Bapak Abdul Muhari, thank you so much for joining us on VOI Talk, sharing your insight and some tips for all Indonesians and the tourists before, during, and after Eid al-Fitr holiday. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, everything will be safe and we can do
hopefully
live the rest of Ramadan well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye, Rahman.
Well, listener, that's today's VOI talk on disaster mitigation before, you know, feature with the information, I should say, Director of Data Information and Disaster Communication of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Mr. Abdul Muhari. Stay tuned for more inspiring, insightful talks on VOI Talk from Voice of Indonesia.
Satu, kau begitu indah. Dua, kau memang menggoda. Tiga, kau beri harapan. Aku jadi tak sabar. Langit, kau begitu gelap. Malam, menggenapkan hasrat. Engkau ada di sampingku. Jangan diamkan aku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu. Dekap, dekaplah diriku. Dengar kan debaran hati. Jangan kau ragukan aku. Engkau bunga jiwaku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu. Makin terbang melayang ke langit cinta. Andai sejauh itu kau inginkan diriku, ku kan ada untukmu.
RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Ooh.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You can contact us to our Facebook fan page at the Voice of Indonesia or Instagram account VOI_official and email address voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and have a weekend.
だからこれはボイスオブインドネシアです。日本語で放送されているボイスオブインドネシアはインドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく、さまざまな情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id および LL デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したりアクセスしたりできます。Selamat malam, konbanwa. 今日、私、2、3月時間の日本語放送をお送りします。今日はニュース、インドネシアの音楽、それともいろいろなインドネシアの情報をお届けします。次はニュースをお伝えします。引き続き周波数 332kHz や 4755kHz から、ボイスオブインドネシアの放送をお聞きください。リスナーの皆さん、ニュースです。それでは最初のニュースです。インドネシア内務省は、日本とインドネシアの市民団体のパートナーシップを評価することについてお伝えします。インドネシア内務省代表のエコ・インドリアン担当 C は、インドネシア政府、特に内務省が日本大使館とインドネシアの様々な市民団体との良好なパートナーシップの実際を数多く目にしてきたと述べました。この発言は木曜日にジャカルタで行われた2024年度第2期章の内務省資金協力プロジェクトの表明式でなされました。彼はこの協力が特に地域社会の発展や社会福祉の向上に貢献し、具体的な利益をもたらしていると強調しました。インドネシア政府、特に内務省は日本大使館とインドネシアの市民団体がインドネシア各地で行っている良好なパートナーシップの実際を数多く目にしてきました。またエコシーは助成金が最大限の利益をもたらすよう2008年法律第38号第41条の規定を含む適用される規則を遵守する重要性を強調しました。政府は外国の関係者とともにプログラムの実施を監視し、地方政府にもその支援を求めるとしています。さらに、助成金を受ける組織には資金を専門的かつ透明性を持って管理し、インドネシア政府及び支援を提供する政府に対して進捗報告 を行う責任があると述べました。それでは次のニュースです。インドネシアとオーストラリアはパートナーシップ行動計画の更新を合意したことについてお伝えします。インドネシアの杉尾の外務大臣はオーストラリアのペンニー・ウォン外務大臣とシドニーで会談し、特に経済分野における2国間協力の強化について協議しました。両国は貿易、投資、エネルギー、農業、教育、防衛、安全保障といった優先分野を含む包括的、戦略的パートナーシップ行動計画、2025年から2029年までの更新に合意しました。この会談では、インド太平洋地域における総合信頼と緊密な友情の構築が重要であることが確認されました。ペニー・ウォン外務大臣はインドネシアと経済関係の強化がオーストラリアの東南アジア市場における経済多様化戦略の鍵となることを強調しました。それでは最後のニュースです。プラボー大統領はインドネシア経済の強さに楽観的な見方についてお伝えします。プラボー・スビアント大統領は世界的な経済変動にもかかわらず、インドネシア経済の基盤は依然として強硬で安定していると楽観的な見方を示しました。また、大統領はラマダン明けの祭りまたはイドルフィトリを控え、生活必要品の価格が安定していることを確認し、スムーズな規制を支援するために交通運賃の引き下げを実施したことを明らかにしました。さらに政府は官僚制度や規制の簡素化を進め、経済の効率化を図ることに注力しています。それにより、インドネシアの国際競争力が高まり、より豊かな国へと成長していくことが期待されています。リスナーの皆さん、これでニュースを終わります。イーサンが伝えました。
Voice of Indonesia。
Dengan beratnya kenyataan Memohon sang waktu Tuh berhenti menggila jiwa Semua rencana Hanya berpegang pada percaya Dan akhirnya tiada Yang kan mampu memastikannya Hanya
Dalam diam yang panjang.